Today I want to deal with a swear word in the Bible. Yes, trust me, when women hear this word, they definitely think it's a swear word. In Ephesians 5 verse 21, it says, wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Now this word, submit. Trust me, if you're listening in, if you're the female, you're in agreement with me. That is a swear word. Because how to submit to your husband? Why? How's that even relevant in this day and age? But you see, you fully misunderstand what the word submit means. So let's clarify that. And sir, if you're listening in today, here comes revelation for you too. Because it starts in Ephesians 5:21. It says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. In other words, both of you, husband and wife, collectively will submit unto an almighty God. But then it speaks about the roles and the responsibilities in marriage. And it literally says that the responsibility of the wife is to submit to her husband. Now, women see that as literally that she must give in. No, 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 no. It never meant to give in. It merely meant giving way. Let's use an illustration. Let's say both of you are traveling in vehicles toward each other on a single car narrow bridge. You get to the middle. One of the two of you has to reverse. Now the husband that doesn't understand how to be a great husband will rev his car and give his wife the look until she literally puts her vehicle into reverse and she feels forced to reverse. Well, that means she gave in to him. But that's not what the word says. The word says to the wife, you have to give way. So when you see your husband coming, because you are literally in a relationship with a living God, when you see him approaching, you park on the side and wave him through so that he can pass through with no obstruction. Now that is giving way. But it takes wisdom. It takes a relationship with a living creator to understand it's only a role. It's just the way I handle myself. And husbands, you can never force your wife to submit to you because it says, submit as unto the Lord. So ladies, shake it off. You don't have to feel like you're forced to submit to your husband. You do it willingly, giving way, because you first submit to God. That's the true person we look toward. And both husband and wife stand under full submission to a living God.